We're going to take a look at John. John's Gospel this evening. John's Gospel. And we're going to, as we have looked at Matthew now, in Matthew we have seen Jesus Christ as king. His birth was announced by Magi who came looking for the king of the Jews. In Mark's Gospel we saw the one who has no beginning and no ending, but is made forever according to a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Then we come over to Luke's Gospel, and we see him as the Savior judge. When we come to John's Gospel, we see the fourth of the four great offices. We have seen king, high priest, judge, and now we see him as prophet. So as we approach John's Gospel, and I need the first page instead of the second to start with, John's Gospel, we see him presented right away in John's Gospel, John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, though I like the English better than the Spanish on this particular verse, because the Spanish word that is chosen, and I understand why they chose it, the translation of hologos, the word as it is translated here in English, is much, much better than the Spanish, where he is called El Verbo. They translated it El Verbo because they looked around in Spanish for a word to translate hologos with. El Verbo means the verb. It is a word, part of what we would call words, but it excludes nouns, of course. It excludes adjectives, adverbs, and so forth. Whereas the English at least includes all of that. It includes verbs and nouns and adjectives, adverbs, prepositional phrases, perhaps prepositions and so forth. All of these things are included at least in the word word. However, the word logos in the beginning was hologos. That word word their logos actually means more than even just the word word because it includes the entire grammar. Everything that you could say about grammar, everything that you could talk about as the expression, the logic, the expression. We even get the word logic from the Greek word logos. That's where we get the word logic from. It means far more than you could ever express with just one word. In the beginning was the very expression, the words, the grammar, the totality of everything that God says. It presents Jesus Christ immediately as the prophet. The very reason that you have a prophet wasn't just to go around healing people and showing wonderful signs. It was to give out the Word of God. Everything in essence that God has ever said. He was the full expression of God. Indeed, over in Hebrews, when it says that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now that phrase there, by his Son, literally means that the language that God spoke in was the language of the expression of Jesus Christ. His very person, his being here on earth was an example of the expression of God. God was speaking in the language of Jesus Christ. in 14, verse 14, it says of him, "And the Word was made flesh." He is the Word, and he became flesh. He became human flesh. The incarnation and virgin birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is expressed to us in those words, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So that when we have the birth of Christ announced in Matthew, you have a star and magi coming looking for that one who was born King of the Jews. When you have his birth announced in the gospel according to Luke, you have the shepherds coming and looking for the Lamb of God, the one who was born Savior. "For unto us is born a Savior," they say. But in John's gospel, that which was born was the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He is over and over and over again spoken of as the Word, the one who expressed the very Word that God the Father had given him. John chapter 12, verses 47 to 50. John chapter 12, verses 47 to 50. "And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." 1 John also presents Jesus Christ as the Word. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 to 25, it says, "Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you," it's that word that you heard from the beginning, "ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life." What a tremendous blessing. When John presents Jesus Christ as the Word, he presents him as the one that gave us the promise of eternal life. So it should not surprise us when we look at the key verse of the Gospel of John that we find that key verse, John 20, verses 30 and 31 says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." We come even to the key verse of John's gospel, and it is that we might believe. The reason that we have the Word of God is so that we know what to believe, and the very Word of God is that which produces faith. The Word of God produces faith within us. So we would expect then that since John's gospel presents Jesus Christ as the prophet, he is the very expression of the Logos of God, the Word of God, the grammar, the entire grammatical structure. So therefore, there are things that we would expect about the prophet. First of all prophets had to show signs. They were expected to show signs to prove that their word was indeed of origin with God. If we look at the key words of John's gospel, the first key word that we would look at would be the word signs. It is found over and over and over again. John chapter 2, verse 11. This beginning of miracles, that word there is simeon, signs, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Verse 18, John 2:18. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? John chapter 2, verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the simeon, signs, miracles, which he did. John's Gospel, the third chapter, and verse 2. John chapter 3, verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these simeon, signs, that thou doest except God be with him. Again in John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 48, it says, Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. John 4, 54. John 4, 54. This is again the second simeon, second sign that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. John chapter 6, verse 2. John chapter 6, verse 2. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his simeon, his miracles, it says, signs, which he did on them that were diseased. John chapter 6, verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the simeon, the miracle, it says, sign that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. John chapter 6, verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the simeon, the signs, the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. John chapter 6, verse 30. They said therefore unto him, What sign, Simeon, showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? John chapter 7, verse 31. And many of the people believed on him and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more simeon, signs, miracles, than these which this man hath done? John chapter 9, verse 16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such simeon, signs? And there was a division among them. John chapter 10, verse 41. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no simeon, no sign. But all things that John spake of this man were true. John chapter 11, verse 47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many simeon, signs. John chapter 12, verse 18. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this simeon, this sign, this miracle. Verse 37, John 12, 37. But though he had done so many simeon, miracles, signs, before them, yet they believed not on him. John chapter 20, verse 30, the very exact same Greek word again. As John concludes the Gospel of John, John 20, 30, he says, And many other signs, simeon, truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Surely no one can doubt, just seeing the preponderance of the usage of the word signs, Simeon in Greek, that this book concentrates its efforts on showing Jesus Christ as a prophet, showing his signs, the signs of a prophet. Another important word to the prophet is the word commandments. Commandments. And John's gospel uses the word commandments over and over again. John 10:18, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. John chapter 12, verses 49 and 50. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John chapter 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John chapter 14, verse 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14, verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. John chapter 14, verse 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, arise, let us go hence. John chapter 15, verses 10 and 12, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Truly, words that would be associated with the prophet are the key words that are used in the gospel according to John. John's gospel presents Jesus Christ as the Word. He is often called the prophet. He is spoken of as the one who showed signs, as the one who gave commandments. Again, it speaks of him as prophecy, as giving out the Word of God. John chapter 5, verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. When the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the word of God, he never said that it was his word. He said it was the Father's word. He came in his Father's name. The prophet was to prophesy in the name of God. He prophesied in his Father's name. He spoke in his Father's name. He spoke his Father's word. John chapter 6, verse 38. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 7, verses 16 to 18, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He said, you want to know what my words are, if they're from God or if they're from man? Well, if you do God the Father's will, you'll know that what I'm saying is the word of God. He that speaketh of himself, verse 18, seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Take a look, he says. Am I seeking my own glory? Or am I seeking God the Father's glory? If you want to know, just take a look. Of course, the men of his day didn't want to know. John chapter 8, verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. He spoke the words that God gave him. Verse 40, but now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. John chapter 14, verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. John chapter 17, and the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ. In verse 8 it says, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Verse 14, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Over and over and over again, Jesus Christ presents to them the word of God. In John 16, 12, it says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That's because my time is up. If the Lord grants me another week, Lord willing, on Wednesday night, at least I'll try to catch up with where I left off in Spanish, because I would like us to continue together in this study. But clearly, the Gospel of John presents Jesus Christ as prophet. There is not a doubt in my mind that just as clearly as Matthew presented him as king, and Mark presented him as high priest, and Luke presented him as Savior judge, John's gospel presents him as the prophet. The one, folks, whose very presence was an expression of the Word of God. He's the one that as life is found in the Word of God, life is found in him. He showed the signs of a prophet. He did everything that was necessary to give us the Word of God. And so when we approach the New Testament, and I'd ask you, as you consider Jesus Christ as the prophet, how much time do you spend in his word? He's the one that gave us the very word of God. That New Testament, my New Testament opens with those words on the cover page. The New Testament of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is his testament. He loved you enough to save you. Do you love him enough to want to get to know him better? Let's pray.